One of the perks of being a college athlete is occasional travel to new and exciting places. But when a trio of Laker track stars jumped on a plane for California recently, there wasn't any talk of seeing Disneyland or Yosemite National Park. They were there for one full day and with one purpose, to run a fast enough time to gain entry into the NCAA Outdoor Championships.
And we're not sending people out on these trips for vacations, and they're usually not fun trips because the travel's quick. You know, you're getting out there, you're probably getting in late in the afternoon, you get a practice in, you eat dinner, you go to bed, you get up the next day and, you know, and you're competing. And they left the hotel at 4 o'clock to come home. So we always say it's a business trip. We're going to put the people in the best situation that are ready to get the job done. So, yeah, there's definitely some hard lines to draw on who's ready, who's not ready, who may be banged up a little bit.
So it's a business trip, as we like to call it. Getting out there in some nice weather, getting some good competition, and getting some good qualifying times in.
Panning and fellow distance runners Chris May and Kendra Foley were at the Stanford Invitational with a lot of other runners who had the same idea. Use the opportunity to band with other like-minded individuals to run a fast time or two, and then return home as quickly as possible. In Zach Panning's case, it worked perfectly. He posted an automatic qualifying time in the 10K race after running shorter distances most of his career. Chris May posted a provisional qualifying time in the 5K and admitted that a long plane ride was probably tougher than his run.
I've done this a few times, so you know all the tricks where you wear compression socks on the plane and you get up and walk around every half an hour on the plane and just try to stay on your feet as much as you can, even though you're in a plane for 4 or 5 hours. And you kind of just have to do what you can do. But these are all things that everyone has to deal with, and you just learn to deal with it the best you can.
Now, at first glance, it may seem sending three members of a large team out west is extravagant for a Division II track and field program. But during his 2 decades on the job, Jerry Baltus has become a master of what will get his team the biggest bang for its buck. A huge part of his job is raising money to supplement his annual budget. And that cash is carefully doled out to give his athletes their best chance of winning national titles.
There's a whole bunch of different components to it. You know, you get outdoors, you got all the variables, especially the weather, the climate, and you got to go where the competition is, and you got to have good climate to run fast, especially over 25 laps in a 10,000-meter race. So, and there's just not, those just aren't offered in the Midwest. If we had great climate and the competition was there, we'd gladly stay in the Midwest like we do during the indoor season. But our hands sort of forced because that's where everyone goes to hit these marks. And I tell our recruits and our student athletes during the recruiting process that we're going to put you in the best competitive situation possible so you can reach your highest level of competitiveness. And as we saw last weekend with Zach Panning breaking the school record by over 20 seconds, running with some of the best runners in the country.
Zach has long been adept at shorter races, but by qualifying for the 10K at Nationals, he could score points in a new event, which could lead to a national championship.
I've been doing 5K in the past outdoor. Just being ready for that, it takes a few years to just get the mileage under your belt and get the training and just making sure that you're prepared to run 25 laps around a track. We think that this year is the year to start doing that, just scoring as many points as possible at the national meet.
Well, we certainly saw it with Kendra indoors, finishing runner-up in the 5K, and then coming back and anchoring our DMR, scoring 4 points there, and then finishing fourth in the 3K, scoring 4 points. So with one athlete, we were able to account for, 17 points of our 39 points. So anytime you can have a big hitter do multiple events, very, very beneficial. So, and that's our hope with Kendra. Hopefully we get her qualified in the 10. She can score big points there, and then we come back in the 5 and get what we can get out of there. And same way with Zach. Hopefully he'll be in a position to score in multiple events. And
another element of this trip for the runners was to learn more about race strategy and the kind of tightly packed field they'll see at the Nationals. Running in a pack of good racers can help any runner's time, but eventually that pack will dissolve.
It's definitely experience, and you learn all those tips of when someone looks like they might be falling off, so you'll have to pass them to move up, when you should be getting up into a position, getting ready for a move, and when you're fine to sit in the back of a pack and just sit for the race and just relax and enjoy the pace. So there is a lot of stuff you have to learn on the track side of things.
And while Zach Panning, Chris May, and Kendra Foley were part of a small group that went airborne at the end of last month, most of their track and field teammates will scatter this weekend for two meets in California, one in Kansas, and another in Michigan at Oakland University near Detroit. For all, the goal will be the same, to find a way to shrug off the effects of travel with the hopes of posting a time, distance, or height that will assure them a spot at the national championship in Bradenton, Florida in late May. The Grand Valley State Sports Report, I'm Tom Cleary.